When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Morning. Good morning. Chris here from SBW. Saturday, the 16th of March, almost about 10:30. I am on my way up to Derby and I'm nervous. I am nervous. Very nervous. It's big today. Derby v Bolton, second v third. We could be as much as 4 points clear of third by 5 o'clock today, or we could get sucked back into the playoff mix. It's just feels like one of Derby's biggest games in a very long time. Gonna be a massive crowd, 32,000 inside Pride Park today. So myself and Kutch are heading up, getting the train soon. Let's see what happens. This will be our journey of one of Derby's biggest league games in years. This is Steve Blue was watching at the match. Let's go to Pride Park. It's a big old pre-match good morning to Richard Kutcher. Hi, mate.
Good morning, Chris. Quite a leisurely, calm morning. We didn't rush up too early. Got time to get a few snacks, brunch snacks and some beers.
Brunch snacks, I am very excited for. Yeah, it's a late one, really. We're going to be getting to Derby about an hour before kickoff. How are you feeling, mate? I said earlier on that I'm very tired this morning. I'm very nervous this morning, so I need a drink. I've got some of them. That's good. I guess it's as simple as this, really. Like, if we win, 4 points clear of third, and it just really takes the pressure off those last seven games. If we draw, sort of as you were, really, depending on what Portsmouth and Peterborough and Barnsley do. If we lose, it's not a disaster. I have to remember that. It's not an absolute season ender if we lose today, is it?
It's certainly not a season ender. I think it would feel like a big blow mentally. Obviously, we'd give up second for now. I think a draw obviously is fine. A win will be amazing. I'm desperate for a win because I really think that a win could really propel us on to see if we can catch Pompey and, you know, go for first and not just try and get top two. But yeah, a loss isn't a complete disaster, but I feel like it will probably feel like it in the moment and later this evening.
Yeah. How are your nerves personally? Like, I was absolutely bricking it this morning. I don't even know why. I think it's all the stuff on social that's really got to me, and just the consequences of what could happen if we go up rather than stay down started to really hit home when I was thinking about this game.
I'm definitely nervous when I think about it in that context of kind of staying up rather than going down. But as I said, I don't think it is that kind of game yet. I was pretty nervous last night. To be honest, I've been rushing around a bit this morning, so I hadn't had a time to feel nervous.
Rushing around getting us Wickham tickets, no less.
Getting Wickham, getting Pompey tickets, making bagels, making my own, you know, smashed avo and boiled egg on rye.
Classic you.
Nervous. I think the closer we get to Derby, the more nervous I'll get. And I think the atmosphere is going to be absolutely electric today in this stadium. So hopefully we can get off to a good start and capitalise on that.
On the train soon. So having to take the scenic route today, Kutch, as the your old St Pancras line is down. So here we are at Euston via Tamworth, reinforcing my opinion that Euston is one of, if not the worst mainline train station in England. Discuss.
Definitely in London. London is blessed with fantastic mainline train stations, obviously, north, south, east and west.
It's not even fit to lace the boots of a St Pancras or a King's Cross, is it?
Yeah, or a Paddington. Even Waterloo has been, the internal bit of Waterloo has been redone quite nicely. Euston, actually, architecturally, should be stunning. It is stunning, but it's been covered up in plastic crap.
And it's just so dark and like dingy, isn't it?
Yeah, it needs a facelift. And you know, we're going to spend at least 5 minutes on this podcast talking about train stations, so we can really get into it.
Where are we now? Half an hour from Tamworth, so it's about lunchtime. Gosh, I think we need to talk about Reading. Third win in a row, got a bit lucky for sure. And it's funny, really. I think we have talked about a lot on the podcast about rugby. That's where we are. About decisions not going our way and being less lucky than average than other teams in this division. But I think we did definitely get away with one a bit in that game against Reading. Reading went down to 10 from a foul where it looked like Conor Harahan sort of bought it a bit. Yeah, slightly fortunate there, but Dwight Gale, 3 goals now in, 4 appearances. I wouldn't say he surprised me, because you know he's got a relatively good goal-scoring record, but as we said on the pod, it was a case of, does he fancy it? Is he interested? He's been great, hasn't he?
Yeah, he obviously definitely fancies it, definitely interested. I think he saw it as a good opportunity for one last, you know, maybe one last club, one last deal. Yeah, he's certainly doing enough at the moment to may warrant a permanent contract, an extended contract in the summer. And I think he just offers us genuine quality and the genuine threat in behind. I mean, his finish against Reading was pure quality, like that first touch and the composure just to then kind of steer it in.
I'm going to say it was Dennis Bergkamp-esque, that first touch. It was absolutely... The cross from Ward and the touch from Gale had, frankly, no place in a League One game, did they?
Yeah, Dwight Bergale, they call him, and that's a good reason. And, it just, you know, I think we're going to talk about kind of James Collins or Dwight Gale. Collins probably doesn't score that goal. It's certainly not in that way, anyway. And that's not a criticism of Collins. They're just quite different types of players. Collins has different strengths, which we'll come on to.
But Collins does sort of fit the system that we have more, doesn't he?
I don't know. I think what we've evolved to now in the kind of the 3-4-3 and with Barkhuizen, particularly Barkhuizen and Mendes-Laing getting much closer to the number 9, to Gale, I think that really suits Gale. I think Collins could certainly benefit from that as well, having more players around him. But it feels like we're way more in the front foot now than we were just kind of a month or so ago. I feel like we're going at teams more. We feel more confident. And I think Gale is probably better placed to capitalise on that.
Yeah, I think certainly... Maybe today's a sort of game where like a bit of poacher's instinct wins it, or someone being able to take a chance at short notice. And I just feel more confident that Gale could do that than Collins. But Collins is apparently only 2 or 3 weeks away from being back on the grass, whatever that means. And so he may be able to feature sooner in the run-in than we thought. So it's a great headache that one's got, isn't it? Almost 2 o'clock, Kutch. So that magic... Team news meltdown o'clock. We're in a very soggy beer tent outside the West End. It's not a great day for it. I was thinking earlier, apparently I heard that Bolton have never won at Pride Park before. I'm not a huge fan of that as a statistic. It seems quite ominous. But we're trying to go over previous meetings against the Trotters. Last season, Conor Harahan won it. Great scenes. Scored in front of the South Stand where he did a rare bit of running forward. But some good memories against us, haven't we?
We have done, yeah, we have gone. I don't think I've actually seen a Derby v Bolton. I might be wrong, because my memory's not great. I've definitely not been to the Reebok. I don't think I've seen them at Pride Park. But I thought I'd just pick out two previous encounters. One, well, both Derby wins. One in a very good season, one in a very bad season, I think. First one, this probably would have been Bolton's first or second visit to Pride Park, 1998. When Derby Hartley ran out 4-0 winners, Paolo Wanchope, a brace from Dion Burton and Francesco Baiano, all goals in the first half.
Oh, 4-0 up at half time in the Premier League.
And obviously,
seems a lifetime ago.
Well, yeah, April 1998. I think it's probably our best season in the Premier League. So, fantastic win. And then, of course, in March in 2002, we beat the only team we did a double over, I think, that season, Bolton. Beat them 3-1 away at the Reebok in March, which I think would have been in John Gregory's little honeymoon period before we ended up collapsing. Malcolm Christie, Fabrizio Ravanelli, and a Danny Higginbottom penalty in the 87th minute. A collector's item there.
I remember it well. I watched it at a beanbag at Pride Park.
Oh, really?
Don't do those anymore. I feel like that's a real missed marketing opportunity. I should reinvent the... I should redo the old beanbag. That was brilliant fun.
Nowadays, everyone just goes to Thailand to watch Rams TV for the weekend, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Got a quiz one for you, a quick trivia one. So I've only been here to see Derby play Bolton at home probably two or three times. One of them was that season, the lowest points total season, which finished as a 1-1 draw.
I was probably there for that.
Care to venture either of the goal scorers in that game? 07-08, Derby 1, Bolton 1.
Okay, so I'll go Matt Oakley.
Incorrect.
Kevin Davis.
Incorrect.
Elhaj Diouf.
Like your logic.
Ricardo Gardner. I don't know.
Derby scored through Sir Kenneth of Miller.
I should have guessed Kenny Miller.
And Bolton's goal scorer was, I feel, a player who's the answer to a lot of Premier League quiz-based questions. Sir Nicholas Vanilka.
Yeah, I think like the only player to have played in every single derby, local derby.
Every single league in the world ever.
Yeah. I think as well, it says a lot about Bolton's record at Pride Park, because of our 11 points, one of them came against them.
It does. 10% of that points total almost. So yeah, an hour to kick off. Team news soon. Getting excited. Playing a bit of the Imperial Death March as the pre-match music. Huge fan of that.
I'd be a big Star Wars fan. Not sure about the Imperial Death March, but I think it's a remix. So let's see what happens next.
Could be like the grime version or something.
Could be grime version. Love a bit of grime. Oh, it's already dropping.
Oh, look out.
No Sonny Bradley today, Chris.
No. Illness and concussion, apparently. Bit of a shock, that. But Fosse at the third centre-back. Not ideal, but he's done it before and he has been right there more often than he hasn't, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out if he's better placed as the middle of the back three or left centre-back with Cashin moving to the middle of the back three. Or maybe even Nelson middle with Cashin going to right centre-back. We'll see. But yeah, I think it's okay. Obviously, we'd rather not have a disruption, but it should still be enough.
I'll tell you what an atmosphere, Kutch. Absolutely buzzing for this.
Yeah, really good. Definitely the best we've heard, obviously, since the Birmingham City home game. We were in there quite early that day. It was really good. And it's great to see Pride Park full, 5-10 minutes before kickoff.
We're in a north stand today. Brilliant effort, to be fair, with some new, some new flags and banners across the south stand. Got a great view of that here. Oh, it's loud. I've never seen it this full for a long time. This is brilliant. This is the way Pride Park should be.
Yeah, absolutely. It is really, really good. And the banners look great. There's a bit of choreography needed, or maybe on showing them, but some great new flags, great new banners up there.
Oh my God, Kutch. Should be 1-0 down. Absolute wonder save for Joe Wildsmith. Point blank header.
Yeah, it's been coming from Bolton. Bolton, much better team the last 10 minutes.
We haven't started well at all, have we?
We thought we started first 5 minutes well. We were on top. But Bolton have got a hold of the ball. They're finding plenty of space in midfield. I think we look a bit light with just two players there, Adams and Harahan. Harahan's been done a few times on the right-hand channel. That'll be the weather to storm and get back into it.
Dwight Gale's got a problem here. This is good news. Bolton coming forward. There's a cross over the bar. Dwight Gale's gone down.
It was off the ball. I think it must have been a muscle strain, right? It was off the ball. I think it was going for a run in behind or to put pressure on, and he pulled up. So you've got to imagine it's Martin Waghorn coming on. I mean, Waggy has been off the bench a few times in the last few weeks, so you'd think he probably should be fit enough, or maybe Corey Blackett-Taylor and Barkhouse and goes through the middle.
Yeah, maybe. Gale sort of signalled to the bench, pulled his shirt over his head, and he's now on the floor being treated by the physio. Yeah, not good signs. And Waghorn's doing a pretty rigorous warm-up, so see what happens in the next few minutes. Gale has gone off. Looks like he's got some sort of minor injury. Is that Barkhausen through the middle in a moment? Corey Smith has come on as well to give us an extra body, because we were losing the midfield battle, weren't we? That's what was happening. Free kick goes in. Ball's going to bounce. Ooh. Win that. It's dropping. Curtis Nelson's up there. Chance to cross. Come on, Wardy. Make it a good one. Oh, it's Adams trying to get a cross in, which he does. Oh, a corner. Come on. Here we go. This is a chance, Kutch.
This should be perfect. Connor Howard,
this is range. What's either Connor? It could be Ward, right footed.
Old Beckham round to the near
round
post,
the wall.
Kind of vibe.
Here we go. Ward takes. Heads. Oh! The Nelson.
Yeah, Curtis Nelson. I think it's just a bit, maybe a bit too high for him. Maybe his jump was a bit early, but looked like a good chance.
Another big free kick chance. Howard and Ward over it. 20 yards out. It's Ward. Oh, straight into the wall. Ah. Chance here for Bolton. Got a man on the edge. Oh, well blocked. Still alive. Wildsmith does well. Well done, Joseph.
I think, to be honest, obviously we're gutted to lose Dwight Gayle, but since Corey Smith's come on, I haven't seen anything in particular that Smith has done, but I think tactically with three midfielders, we just seen them a bit more control.
It was a mismatch before, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah, we were getting done on either side of the midfield every time. And now we seem to have a bit more control. And it's us, you know, apart from that chance, we've really had more of the ball and the better half chances since he came on.
Not really playing with a striker at the moment, but we'll see what comes of that. It's Bolton launched one into the West End. Half-time, Kutch, 0-0. Feels like a physical battle more than anything else. A physical battle that we're not quite winning, really. And there was a shift in that first half. Obviously, Corey Smith came on. We looked a bit more solid in the middle. Really difficult one to call, but Bolton have probably edged it so far, I would say.
I think Bolton have probably edged it on the quality, but I think there was a 20-minute period right in the middle of that half when Smith came on, as you said, where Derby looked a bit more in control. We didn't create any great clear-cut chances. Curtis Nelson had a great header from a Joe Ward free kick, which maybe he should have done better, or maybe just a bit below it. But yeah, it is a hard one to call. As you say, it's been physical, but more, it's been quite athletic. It's been quite high tempo. It's been low on quality, but you can tell they're all running hard. And my concern about that is, I mean, you said it a few times, I just don't know if Howard, tempo-wise, can keep up. So it'll be interesting to see if he stays on. If we stick with three in the middle, maybe we go back to three up top, bring Wag on or Kane or Blackett Taylor on.
Yeah, or could it be one of our game chasers on the bench that wins it for us? Like Waghorn on the bench, Blackett Taylor on the bench, who, you know, aren't the most likely to nick something for different reasons. And Kane Wilson can maybe come on as a right wing back. So I think we do have attacking options, even with Gayle coming off. So I think we've got enough to stay in this for the whole 90. It's just whether we can fashion a chance, really.
I think we do need to get a number nine back on at some point. That'll probably be Waghorn. I just think Nathaniel Lang is so much more effective when there's someone else in the middle occupying centre-backs. It gives Mendes Lang a bit more freedom to go and find space in the channels. There's no one really down the middle at the moment. Him and Barkhouse are both kind of two false nines. And for all their endeavour, for all their effort, for all their running, and for all their quality at times, there just doesn't seem to be the right kind of movement or the right kind of presence to give them the space.
Games, triple substitution at half time. Barkhausen, Harahan, and Ward off. Thompson, Waghorn, and Kane Wilson on. Still the same system, I think, but with Waggy as a more traditional number nine, so Mendes Lang playing off him. Bold that, isn't it?
Yeah, and Thompson's gone to the front of the middle midfield three with Adams dropping back, whereas Adams was at the front of the midfield three. When Smith had come on as well. I think it brings more energy. Ward did nothing wrong. I thought Ward had a good game. I can see why we need to get Waghorn on, get more number nine presence.
Chance. Good save, Wildsmith. Get rid of that, Wilson.
And as
Bolton corner.
As I think we discussed, Harrowhood looked off the pace. I think the tempo of the game was too high for him. And I think we needed more legs in there, so that makes sense in bringing Liam Thompson on.
Atmosphere had gone a little bit flat until just now. Corey Smith was it, just trying to gesticulate and get the crowd going. Like, Derby do need something here to get the crowd back into this, don't they?
Yeah, it's been a really flat start to the first half. Well, Smith was down injured for a few minutes. And the Derby fans, yeah, getting a better voice now, but they need to be lifted. We need something.
Oh, Joe Wildsmith again. Kutch, we are living by the seat of our pants.
Right, yeah, we now. Are.
Fantastic. Well, point blank almost. Marsmith went to his right, palmed it over the bar, but Bolton again in the second half, they're a better team. I can see them nicking this.
Yeah, I can't see how Derby are going to score at the moment. We haven't really created anything second half. Maybe a half chance to wag on, but it was offside. The well to be saved, though.
Corner in, scrambling the box. Chance to shoot. Oh, it's over. I thought that might have gone in.
I thought that was going in. I mean, we're living dangerously, as he said. Like, we've got no control second half. They're all over us. Will Smith has made two world-class saves in this game, and Cashin was very close to giving away a penalty in the build-up to that Will Smith save. Derby need to get a grip somehow. I don't know what it is, but we need to do something different.
Come on, Derby! Come on, Derby! Derby! Derby!
Bonson on top, coach, but one Cameron Jerome on the football pitch. What of this parish? I used to like him.
Yeah.
I had a lot of time for Cameron Jerome. Scored some important goals for us.
And his goal against Fulham in the past semi-final was at this end, wasn't it? At the North Stand.
Just down there,
not to scare you anymore. But we also just seen Callum Elder come on for Louis Sibley as well. Gets a bit of extra energy down that side. We have been undone a bit down that side second half. Does mean Adams is going to see out this whole game, which is pretty impressive, considering he's fast at the moment. So, anyway, Derby got a corner.
Header!
Yeah! It's in! It's in! Yes! Get in there! Yes!
He's going to be nervous now.
It's gone in! Someone scored!
Coach, that's all that matters.
Set piece specialist. Bolton looked dangerous all day from set piece. But Derby get the lead. Kane Wilson bungled it in somehow. I think in the back post. Look forward to enjoy it tonight. Oh, Derby!
Don't know how anyone can say we don't deserve this, coach. We've had two shots on target.
We don't even know if the goal was a shot on target. Don't know how it went in, but we probably had two shots on
target. We've had one shot on target.
Yeah, and to be fair, the atmosphere since we scored has been electric and Derby look more like it's getting another, but let's see how long we hang on. Foul there. Got a foul there, boys. Hey! I need a foul.
Ball goes out of play. 5 minutes plus injury time to go. How many do you reckon there's going to be? Probably at least five. It's always at least five these days, isn't it?
Yeah, but there was three of the subs were out at half time. There hasn't been a lot of injuries. Edward Adams went down for a bit. Yeah, maybe four or five.
Derby corner. Mendes Lang. Onto the edge. Crossed. Oh, handball. No idea what happened, to be fair, but
he's given a corner. Another corner. Ball down this end is perfectly good for us.
Oh, we're so deep. It's all Bolton. Yeah. This is horrible.
Ebro Adams can barely move. He's not moved more than...
That's a cross.
Goal!
Yes! Lucky bounce off the Bolton players to get a goal kick and relieve the pressure. Thank God for that. God, this is going to be an absolutely horrendous 2 minutes plus injury time to watch.
Yeah, I was just saying that Ebro Adams didn't move more than like a square metre in like a minute of play. He stood kind of right on the edge of the box. So I think he is absolutely gassy. And fair play, he's worked hard today. But Derby need to keep the ball down that end. We killed 5 minutes from corners down that end. We need to get it down that end again.
Last 15 seconds of normal time. Bolton coming forwards. Get rid of that. Oh. It's all Bolton. All Bolton, every single outfield player in Derby's half.
Yeah, Derby look out on their feet at the moment. They don't look like they can hold on to me. Bolton have played it well.
Seven minutes.
I don't know, seven minutes
injury time.
I do not know how he's got 7 minutes from. I do not know where he's got seven from.
Oh my God. Strap yourselves in. Giant bottom throw, flicked on. Oh, get it out. It's going to come again. It's going to come again for 5.5 minutes. Bottom corner, headed out. Again.
Great header.
Mendes Lang gets it out for a throw. 4 minutes of injury time to go. One minute of injury time to go, and Bolton have got a free kick about inside Derby's half. This is it, I think.
And it wasn't a free kick either. Ebu Adams and Thompson joined up to tackle him. I think Adams clearly got the ball.
This is massive. And he goes right footed. Back stick. Out. Headed out. Second ball. Out. It's gone out. Heads on this again. Win it. Kutch, 7:30, give or take. We're on the train back to London. We did it. We made it. We got to the end. After 7 minutes of injury time that felt like 70, we hung on. Derby 1, Bolton 0. 4 points clear of third. How'd you feel? Buzzing as I am? Or just glad it's over?
Yeah, glad it's over. It wasn't an enjoyable game. It was an enjoyable atmosphere. It was a great, really great atmosphere all game, particularly obviously the last 15, 20 minutes. Just really relieved because it does feel like it well and truly is 100% in our grasp, in the driving seat. Clearly, this was always a big game. You know, a few months ago, we'd been looking ahead to this. We'd hit some form at the right time and we rode our luck today. But I thought the team dug in and... Yeah, incredible scenes of the final whistle. I haven't seen scenes like that at Derby, at Pride Park, on the final whistle for maybe a playoff semi-final, I think.
North Stand was absolutely popping. It was brilliant. It was amazing. I genuinely never experienced anything like that before. And I was going to ask you about your man in the match. Fozzie got it over the tannoy, officially. But Warne and the coaches were straight over to Wildsmith because, rightfully... two of his brilliant saves basically helped us win that game. It was fantastic today, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing those saves on the highlights when I get home. I think the first half, the one in the first half, obviously we're in the North Stand, so we're quite far away from it. It looked like a really amazing reaction reflex save. I'm hoping it's kind of David Seaman-esque versus Paul Pesky-Sledo in the FA Cup semi-final. But we'll see when we get home. And then the second half, we were right behind the shot and it came in. And I think Wildsmith just anticipates it really perfectly. And he has to have already been going there because he had to get there quick. And he gets really strong hands to it to get over the bar. So that was really impressive. And I think you're right. Wildsmith probably should have been man of the match, not just those two saves. But he made another good save in the second half. And he also did really well with lots of crosses and corners coming in and cleared a lot of those. But Fozzie, we said a few times during, particularly the second half, Fozzie was right place, right time, winning headers, winning 50-50s. So it's hard to begrudge Fozzie getting it, but wild spiff, as you say, the reaction of the coaches kind of said it all.
We won ugly, I think it's fair to say, but that's a sign of a good team, isn't it? You know, we did shithouse it to a certain extent. Bolton had the chances, had the possession, but we did it when it mattered. Also, on the joy of these games is that we occasionally bump into our fantastic listeners, one of whom is David. Hi, David.
Hello.
One of our wonderful patrons. You were there today yourself, all the way up from Essex. Fair play. What time are you anticipating getting back tonight?
It'll be about 10 o'clock, I would have thought, once I've got across London, and they've got rid of the Circle line as well, so that is another detour once I get there.
But, so just in time for the highlights on ITV Plus One or whatever channel it's on. Only downside, really, was the injury to Dwight Gayle today. Did his hammy, looked devastated, don't blame him, because he's been scoring goals and looks like, well, he said he's fallen in love with football again. It's funny how Paul Warren makes players do that, isn't it? But can we cope without him, do you think?
I reckon we probably can, because over the last few weeks, when there's been lots of injuries anyway, I think it's brought the best out of Warren, because he really does seem to have been finding ways to plug gaps and change things around to really make things work, and perhaps finding some things that you wouldn't have even thought of otherwise, but it's been forced into it. So like Sibley at left wing back or whatever, who would have done that? But it's injuries and changes of formation, and he's really come up with something. So I reckon I've got enough confidence in Warren that I think he'll find some way around it. Don't ask me what it is, but I think he'll find it.
I don't know either. Kutch, 12 points to get to 90, so 4 wins from our remaining 7. Northampton away, Blackpool at home, Portsmouth away, Wickham away, Leyton Orient at home, Cambridge away, Carlisle at home. Will we do it?
I think we'll get 4 wins. I don't think we need 4 wins. I still don't think we need 90 points to go up. We've seen Bolton, Peterborough, Barnsley continue to drop points around us. A lot of them are playing each other again between now and the end of the season. We've got a 4-point lead. I don't think we need 90. But yeah, I mean, as I said at the start, I think this is completely in our hands now. Losing Dwight Gayle was a big blow, obviously, for a few weeks. But with the fixtures we've got a kind run in, right? And that's not lucky. That's because we've already played the better teams. So as long as we turn up and play how we can play, we'll win at least 4 of those games.
I'm going to leave it there. I am physically and mentally and spiritually drained after that, after enduring that. What a day, what a result, what a performance. So we're going to call it a day there.